Moncrief on News Talk.
It's the Women's Mini Marathon this weekend, and is as usual in such events, it will include women with varying degrees of experience as runners. And at the lower end of that is Bella Finn. Bella has never run before, ever. Is she mad? This is a report.
On various platforms of social media, I've seen jokes that the modern mid-20s age group is now hallmarked by engagements or marathon training. I've occupied myself with the latter and have signed up for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon taking place this Sunday. Taking on 10k is no small feat, and throughout my training I've consistently hit a wall at the halfway mark. So how realistic is it to go from couch to 5k in a set number of weeks? Lucy McAndrish has attempted a couch to 5k programme numerous times and shared why she hasn't given up yet.
Couch to 5K is a program to encourage beginner runners, for the most part, to begin their running journey, basically. And it gives you the opportunity and it guides you from being able to run for less than a minute to being able to run for 30 minutes without stopping. The most successful time that I got the furthest, I was on, I think, half my second last day in week 7 or something like that. I broke my ankle, not running, funnily enough, but in general. So yeah, that really stunted my progress. And then after that, I got COVID and my lung capacity reduced a lot. So I found running really, really difficult. But that's one of the main reasons I've gotten back out running now and I'm doing the couch to 5K again.
But is an 8-week universal programme enough time to conquer a 5K? I headed out to Morton Stadium to meet with the club captain of the Clonliffe Harriers and coach of the women's distance and middle distance group, Noel Guyden, to get more tips about picking up running.
I think there's been a large uptake in running over the last couple of years in particular, at all levels, from kind of social right up to more serious runners. Huge uptake. I mean, every night of the week there's gangs of people out running, without a doubt, yeah. I think there's more people interested in park runs, which would be 5K races, or runs. I would have thought that, from the obvious point of view, that people can go out to the hall doors and go for a run. So that seems to be the more attraction kind of thing. So certainly there's more of a social aspect as well to distance running than, for example, sprinting.
When it comes to 5K runs, as you've mentioned, what are maybe tips or mistakes that people make tackling the 5K for the first time?
Well, I think the first thing is that there's no point in someone just deciding on a Tuesday that I'm going out to run 5K tomorrow morning. 5K for some people would be a very handy distance. For people who have not been running, it's kind of quite daunting. I mean, 5K is going to take most people 25, 35 minutes. That's a lot of running if you're not used to it. So I think that the approach would have to be steady, build yourself up slowly, and get yourself up to that distance rather than just the first day I'm doing 5K. By the way, anyone can go out the next day and do 5K, but your running career is finished because you're going to give it up. It's going to be a horrible experience. But we think that 12 weeks is the ideal time frame to get people from zero up to being able to run comfortably for distances 5K. Maybe some people would even do 10K at that stage, but we think 12 weeks is the ideal.
Megan and Julie from the club both dropped running when they headed to college, but have since gotten back to it. After an influx of targeted social media ads, I was interested to find out what running accessories are worth the purchase.
Is there any gear that you think maybe first-time runners can do without? Or is there any gear that you use when you're running? Is that gels? Is that the vests that people wear for their water bottles? Is there anything that maybe isn't actually essential?
It's just find a pair of runners that suit you, that you feel comfortable in, and wouldn't necessarily go by what the influencers are wearing. There's also there's a lot of people, like when they're doing big races, will wear super shoes, like carbon plated shoes. They are probably not the best runners to be wearing on any of your easy runs, maybe during like some intervals and things like that, but for most of your running you should just have a comfortable pair of solid shoes that don't have carbon plates in them and that you just feel comfortable in. And besides the runners, then I would say a watch is helpful, but not to become overly identified with the data that it produces. Like you don't have to place your worth on what data your watch is giving you back. And also, it's not always accurate. Like the estimated race times and things like that mightn't be really where it's at. And then if you think they are, and then you can get into a bit of a spiral. Like, why didn't I reach it? And yeah, other gear, like, if you're doing marathon runnings and stuff like that, there's gels and that, but you wouldn't really need them unless you're doing kind of and over an hour and a half of running, in my opinion. Maybe if you're doing an hour, you'll have a gel, but typically you wouldn't need them except for really long stuff.
And what about yourself? Do you use gels or do you have a vest or anything?
No, I don't use gels. I wouldn't be running as long as Megan now. My long runs are
about... be faster.
My long runs are about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, so I don't use gels. I sometimes have a little, just to have my phone in as well. I might have, you know, the little belts. I might have my phone and my keys for home and stuff like that. But I leave the gels to Megan and her marathon running.
Selena Stevenson hosts a run club called Runners High in both Dublin and London, and is targeted at slow runners, which seeks to get people moving at whatever pace they can manage with 5K meetups. But dealing with newer and slower runners regularly, I asked Selena if she thinks a 2-month programme to achieving 5K is realistic.
I'm not going to say no. It depends on each person, but some people, it would take them so long to get to a 5K point. It really depends on what your starting point is. You know, like if you're someone who can barely walk 10 minutes without getting out of breath or whatever, which is fine, but if that's your starting point, I don't think you'll be able to run a 5K in 10 weeks. For 10 years, I'd never gone past a 5K. Like I found it really hard, and I'm not saying that that's normal. If you were more consistent than I was, you definitely would have gotten, I would have progressed. But yeah, I think it depends on your starting point. It's too hard to say like yes or no, you know. I think just get out and go for a run. Like, don't be putting pressure on yourself. I know it's so much easier said than done, but like, just go out. Don't even look at your watch if you have one. If you don't have one, that's fine too. Just go out and run until you want to stop. Like, I think there's this big pressure of like, oh, I need to go out, I need to run a kilometer, I need to run this run. Like, don't. Like, go out, run until you want to stop, and then head home. And maybe you can do that again tomorrow. If you're following a plan exactly and you don't enjoy the plan, why are you doing it? Like, why are you actually doing it if you're hating it?
The consensus seems to be to forget about the distance, enjoy the process, and the kilometres will follow, which are all nuggets of advice I hope to remember during the mini marathon in Dublin City Centre this Sunday.
Let's hope she does remember it and her legs don't remember it either. Best of luck to Bella.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.